808 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. And on this Friday, we get a great opportunity here on this morning's morning connection to go around PA's 75th. We do that with State Representative Mike Arminini, who has joined us live in the studio this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dan.
It's great having you with us once again. We always enjoy and benefit from these updates on what's going on, of course, at the state capitol, but more importantly, what's going on here in the 75th district. So thank you for taking time once again. And here we are in the month of May, and this is always the big time statewide that always kind of focus on the state capitol and say, are we close to a budget agreement? There's always a lot of wrangling around that issue of a state budget, and there should be. We are talking about a lot of money, and it's the people's money, right?
Exactly. And, you know, we're getting ready to go back to Harrisburg this week. The sessions will get very heavy, 3 weeks in May, and then basically the whole month of June we are in Harrisburg trying to get this budget in line. And right now, really what we've been doing as House Republicans, the budget that the governor is proposing, we really do not have the revenue coming in to support it. And that is the difficult part, trying to push out and let people see on the other side of the aisle that we are going into fiscal irresponsibility for Pennsylvania by allowing Governor Shapiro's budget going through as is. You know, we know his tax schemes that he's trying to use with the legalization of marijuana is not going to happen. The fight with the skill games, you know, his other tax caveat, that's still in discussion. That is going to have to really make some ground for that skills game tax to come through, because there's a lot of differences when you're talking the skills games in in our area, which does not happen throughout, say, the urban areas of the Commonwealth, where these games of skill are put in place, say, in clubs and organizations. You know, we are fighting, saying, you know, it's not a proprietary, you know, someone who's making a profit on it.
Right.
The money that is being generated from these clubs are keeping organizations, Little Leagues, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, so many other organizations, the ability to stay open and keep growing by the generosity from those clubs, you know, helping out with that from that funding. So it's going to get interesting, because they've been taking away this rainy day fund, and you know, let's be honest, we had the rainy day fund when we had the House, since when the House was in the majority along with the Senate, because we could have more control and we had a better seat at the table negotiating with this budget. With ourselves being in a one seat minority, we don't have that.
Yeah.
And this is where it's difficult, because they're going through this rainy day fund from, I think originally it was close to $7 billion. Now we're down to $2
Wow.
And it's, I just don't understand when someone says, well, we have this excess. You don't have an excess when you keep taking from it and you do not bring it back, and you're not, you know, generating what you're taking from.
Exactly.
You know, and this is going to really put Pennsylvania in a bad situation in the upcoming years if we cannot get the governor to truly look at what he is throwing out there as expenses. So we're working on the Republican side of the House of a budget which we feel is better for Pennsylvania, will not hurt Pennsylvanians, because there is no doubt the way that they are recklessly spending money in Harrisburg, that it's going to be coming back on to the people. And I do not want to fight tax increases because of people's inability to understand simple economics 101.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of people, unfortunately, in Harrisburg who have no clue.
Right. And we started the conversation about the budget saying, it's so important because it is the people's money. And if we don't get it right in Harrisburg, then it's more
right
of the people's money. Right.
And you know, there's a lot of things in that budget that, you know, yes, we have our upcoming PA 250 celebration of our country, 250th birthday next year, of course. And the governor has $64 million in the budget for that.
Yes.
Well, we're already having PA 250 asking us to double that. So that's $100 million. Supposedly, that's going to go up throughout the state of Pennsylvania to celebrate
for
the birthday.
For a celebration.
The bulk of that is going to go to Philadelphia.
I'm
you know, right now,
not
all,
surprised.
All we're getting are Liberty bells. You know, that's not going to cut it.
Well,
and I'm glad I'm on the tourism committee so I can voice that because, you know, it's just going to snowball.
Yeah.
When we were in a committee hearing last week when we were in session, you know, that's $100 million. And then you're going to have, you know, Philadelphia Mass Transit, who are saying they need like $240 million to get themselves running. So they're going to use that carrot, saying if we can't move the people around Philadelphia because we have the World Cup coming to Philly, many things happening, which is good for Pennsylvania because hopefully they will venture out into our area to see the true beauty of Pennsylvania. And when this all snowballs down, when you have mass transit saying we need this to do this, I said, you're $100 million ask, by the time we get mass transit and other things in there, we're now up to a half a billion.
Amazing.
Amazing. You know, and they just do not realize the speck of that. So it's going to be interesting. It is going to be interesting.
You have a million here, a million there. Before you know it, you're talking about real money. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, one of the things, Representative Armanini, that is closely tied with the state budget and spending is, of course, education and state-supported universities like Penn State University. And, of course, the big news locally has been the fact that being threatened right now is a possible closing of Penn State Du Bois, and there have been some recent developments on that, and but we're coming up on kind of a deadline here, aren't we, to hear about that?
Yes, you know, we are, and we're waiting for that, and we've been working very hard on that. Myself and Senator Langerhoek, we've had many phone call conversations with President Benaputi and, you know, her staff who are really, you know, doing the work on determining what campuses are going to stay open. We were actually in State College last Thursday meeting with her. And, you know, we're giving all the good things that Penn State Du Bois has, and it's many.
Yes,
you know,
it's a long list.
It's a long list, and you know, we're hoping that we can convince them to, you know, keep this campus open. I was very happy to receive an email yesterday that we will be having a Zoom meeting with Board of Trustees. So
that's good.
At least that means they're still working on it, we're working hard. You know, hopefully we can keep that campus open to some capacity. There's a lot of growth potential there. You know, the main thing we've been trying to focus is, you know, we need some type of hybrid system in this area from Penn State and Penn College that they can both, you know, utilize because of our industry. You know, we cannot let people forget that we are an industry hub of Northwestern Pennsylvania. And they've been very fortunate that we've been able to, you know, speak with industry leaders and, you know, say this is what they're asking. You know, bring it to them. You know, we will support you. Let's work together to make this new plan moving on, you know, as they state, for the next 100 years.
For sure.
We know this area. As soon as we can get this, you know, governor's administration and his wrong thinking of the environment, that we have the rare earth elements and resources under our ground.
Yeah.
And Clearfield, Elk, Jefferson County is the, let's use the word, motherlode of these elements.
Yeah.
So the future in our area is extremely bright.
Okay. And as we move into our final couple minutes together, let's shift gears and kind of go to the light side. There's some we're heading into the month of May means summer's right around the corner.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And of course, school is wrapping up. College is here, having their graduations here. And I think you even have a personal interest in that. A child of yours will be graduating.
Yes, my son Dante will be graduating from La Roche University next Saturday. Uh-huh. And my daughter, Michaela, she has graduated and she is in her grad school. So we're moving quite along.
Congratulations to them.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You know, we're moving along with kids getting into the real world. And, you know, I congratulate everyone out there who is graduating. It's a special time. Enjoy it. And I wish everyone the best of luck with that. And you're right. Summer's coming up. Hopefully this weekend we can get the City Classic baseball and softball game.
Between the raindrops.
Between the raindrops. I'm looking forward to seeing these teams play because, you know, again, those two teams probably could make an all-star team that would definitely win a state title.
Absolutely.
But, you know, very, very, very good talent, great coaching, great people. Both schools should be very proud of their organizations and their sports teams for that because they do definitely show a good spot for our area.
For sure. And quick programming note, those City Classic games will be broadcast on Sunny 106. And also, you can watch them at tricounty.tv.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic. So.
Representative Mike Armanini of Pennsylvania's 75th District with us once again as we have had a chance to go around PA 75th. Representative Armanini, thanks once again. Have a great day, great weekend, and we'll see you in a month or so.
Thank you very much. Great weekend to you too.
Thanks.